We want to remind everyone there's a seat with your name on it at the Chase Bank Auditorium here in Chicago, Illinois. For tickets and the 411, go to WBEZ.org, and you can find the link at the website, waitwait.npr.org. Now, right now, panel, it's time for you to answer some questions about the hellfire that went down last week. You ready? Luke, according to a new study in the Journal of Public Economics, Republicans are more likely than Democrats to be what?
The Journal of Public Economics.
It's known colloquially as the JOPE.
Okay. Can I get a hint?
Yeah, I'm going to give you a hint. More like red hot states. Yow.
More attractive.
There you go. They're more sexy and attractive. Belle. That's right. According to this journal that has evidently been typed by monkeys, conservative politicians in the U.S., Australia, and Europe, hotbeds for democracy, all of them, they all rate better looking than their left-leaning counterparts. And I got to tell you, wasn't this first obvious with that dreamboat that was the former Secretary of Defense, Donald Rumsfeld? I mean, holy cow, that was a very, very beautiful conservative man. Am I wrong? I mean, more like Donald Yumsfeld. I haven't been that excited to be in the same room with a celebrity since I had dinner across the table from David Beckham, who to me is the Donald Rumsfeld of international football.
I can also tell you that, if this is just a broad sort of conservatives are better looking, I can tell you that when I have appeared on Fox News, and I have, when you go into hair and makeup, I mean, they tell you you're going to be sitting in the legs chair.
Wow.
And strongly suggest that you wear a short dress.
Get out.
And then they made me quite look like a blow-up doll.
Uh-huh.
Like the hair goes out, the lips go super, super big and glossy.
Did you feel as though you wanted to pay lower taxes after all of this?
Yeah.